Perhaps the U.S. economy didn't shrink at the end of 2012.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The government announced this morning that the nation's trade deficit plunged in December to the lowest level in 3 years. And as Marketplace's Jim Burris reports, that could mean the U.S. economy was in better shape than we thought at the end of last year.
The trade gap dropped nearly 21% to $38.5 billion in December. If you want to thank somebody, or in this case, something, gratitude goes to oil and natural gas. The U.S. exported an extra $1 billion of the stuff, all while importing the fewest barrels of crude oil in almost 16 years. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial.
It's 2 months in a row that exports have grown, and the big driver there is that the Chinese economy is beginning to pick up again.
Lowe says even though we import a lot of stuff from China, that country relies pretty heavily on us.
They need raw materials, and we make a lot of the equipment from oil rigs to big construction equipment that they need to get those raw materials out of the ground.
The strong showing means the GDP will likely be revised up enough to show growth rather than decline. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.